boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I cannot believe we're entering Halloween weekend.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And I can tell that I'm aging a bit because, I don't know, if I was like 23, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going out every night.
Mm-hmm.
I got my six different costumes to wear this weekend. And that is simply not the case.
I could tell I was getting older when there's some staff here that is younger than me by just a couple of years. And they're like, yeah, we're going out this weekend. And I'm like, I'm going to go home and clean.
Yeah.
There's a difference between the lives we live.
Truly. And as much fun as that sounds, I don't have plans to go to any Halloween parties. But what I did ask my boyfriend a couple days ago, I was like, hey, this weekend, can we please, please, please carve our pumpkins? Because that's one of my favorite things.
That's the life I want to live.
I know. I don't care how old I get. I always want to carve a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, he's not excited. Never mind.
He wants me to have fun with it, and he knows I enjoy it because I'm an artsy, crafty person.
You are very good.
But he, on the other hand, doesn't really enjoy it. Okay? We carved pumpkins together last year, and it ended up in a little bit of a hissy fit.
Well, that would be me. Is he like me where he can't draw stick people? Or is he better than me?
I don't know. I feel like he can doodle. And he's got nice handwriting. But last year, I think he was more frustrated with, like, it wasn't turning out as good as he thought it would.
Mm.
And then he was, like, annoyed and he didn't want to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have ended up finishing his, to be quite honest. But I was like, listen, this year, why don't you pick an easier design and then just have fun with it? It's supposed to be fun. We're not professional pumpkin carvers. It's about the experience. And he's like, yeah, 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 we can do it on Sunday. And I'm like, what's not going to be fun if you're going to be grumpy about
it? This is why I think Neighborman wants to carve our pumpkins too. And I'm just nervous about it because he's just like you, artsy. I can't compare at all. And I just know that I'm going to throw a toddler fit at 29 and a half years old because I am not as talented as him. But I have an idea, though, that just honestly, literally 2 seconds ago popped in my head.
Okay.
That I would like to see you do first before I go ahead and try this.
Okay. I'll be the guinea pig.
Just because I want to know if it ends up being horrible. But you know that trend where couples paint each other?
Mm-hmm.
What if you guys carved each other in a pumpkin? Because nobody could carve a person into a pumpkin.
Oh,
it ain't
going to
be good. Right, it's going to be ugly. What if you guys did that?
I mean, it wouldn't even look like a person, I don't think.
So then they're both bad, and then nobody throws a hissy fit.
They both got to end up ugly? I want something to put on my porch. I'm not trying to scare the children.
Trick or treat, kids, don't come here.
Don't ask what that is, because I don't know either. This has been such an exciting week.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we actually got to be part of the Iowa Section's 2024 Tap Water Taste Test.
It was such an honor.
It was so much fun. I feel like we learned a lot. We did something we've never done before, which is judge the taste of water.
it was cool. Awesome.
And we finally have some results, right?
We do. You've been waiting. We've been waiting.
Because we didn't know who won yesterday. We had no idea who even was part of the competition.
We still don't know all of the cities that participated. But we do know the results. And we for sure know where Cedar Rapids landed.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you where Cedar Rapids landed. Well, we didn't win. We won the last 2 years. But unfortunately, Cedar Rapids did not win. And don't get mad at Taylor and I.
I was going to say, I feel bad, but we didn't know.
We did not know. So don't send us hate mail. Please don't come to our house and TP it. We have no idea.
Yeah, but we know that they were up there at least.
Yes. So here is some good news, though. Cedar Rapids made the list of, because we were judges. They were in the top three compared to in our rankings and the other judges that were with us. But then there was also a lot of water officials who are like
so many
engineers and like people who are like administratives at the water companies, right? they also got to judge the water.
Mm-hmm.
And Cedar Rapids was in the top three for People's Choice. So we should be excited about that.
Yeah. So
the judges feel like Cedar Rapids is top three, but also People's Choice as well.
That's an accomplishment. That doesn't mean, I mean, that's better than like going from the best to the worst.
Yeah. I don't know if that means we were number two or if we were number three. I have no idea. But I do also know that in that top three was Marshalltown. If you're from Marshalltown,
celebrate. You got some good taste in water.
Yes, you do. But the real, real question here is who has the best tasting water?
Who is it?
In Iowa?
Who?
Ames! Really? Ames has the best tasting water in Iowa.
That's so interesting.
I know.
I can't help but wonder, was that one of the ones that I liked the most?
That's what I want to know. Was that one that I dogged on? Was that one that I liked? And now I also want to make a trip to Ames.
I was just going to say, should we road trip?
And then I just knock on someone's house. Hello?
Can I try your tap water?
Would you mind if I used your faucet? That would be really like, weird.
Why are you here? Please leave my house. I will call the cops.
That would be a really unexpected ending to this story for us.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you're in the mood to test your partner this weekend, maybe annoy them a little bit.
I always am. 24/7, 365.
You are in luck because there's a new TikTok trend going around. Now, I'm sure you remember a couple months ago, there was the orange peel theory where basically you asked your partner, hey, will you peel this orange for me? And you just basically see how they react and if they'll do it or if they'll give you a hard time mm-hmm. for it. Same kind of concept where you're seeing if your partner will do what you're asking. But this time around, there's people saying, hey, babe, would you make me a coffee?
Oh.
And then you see how they respond. So there's some people who are like, oh, really? A coffee? Why can't you do it?
Mm.
Why don't you go make it?
Mm.
Or there's other videos of guys who just immediately get up off the couch and just go, no questions asked, and do exactly what they say. I have not done this yet, but I feel I could tell you how it would go.
Oh, go on, sis.
If I turned to my boyfriend and said, hey, would you mind making me a coffee? I think he would do it eventually, but he would be like, but you do it so much better.
Oh. But is he wrong, Taylor?
No. I mean, I know how I like my coffee, and I think he would do just fine. But he knows that I'm a little particular uh-huh. with the amount of creamer, if I want caramel syrup or all the things. So I think he would be like, but you do it so much better. And if I really begged, he probably would just do mm-hmm. it.
I did this last night because I saw the trend, but I had to fix it a little bit because when I did it last night, it was like 10 o'clock at night. And who's asking for coffee at 10 o'clock at night?
It seems fishy.
When you're trying to go to bed. So I knew Neighbor Man was going to fly with passing colors because it was right after I had already asked him, hey, can you turn my fan on? Hey, can you give me a heated blankie? Hey, can you fill my water jug? It was after all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That after he's in bed, he's got Luna tucked in one arm, Mochi, the other cat, tucked in the other. And I go, can you make me sleepy tea? And he goes, what? And I said, can you make me some sleepy tea? He's like, you want me to make you sleepy tea? And I said, yeah. Yes, I can make you sleepy too.
Oh, the sigh.
There was a little bit of sigh because he's like, I've already done everything else, but I could do it. I got you, babe.
But so he did it?
He was starting to get up and I said, no, it was a joke. Sit back down. Don't disrupt the kitties.
Oh my God. And I would have been fed up with you at that point.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I don't really ever go crazy girlfriend on Neighbor Man, you know, one that's like yelling and mm-hmm. throwing things or something like that. No, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing that I realized today that makes me go crazy girlfriend.
Which is?
When family comes over.
That can be really stressful.
It you would have thought it would be something like, you know, if he takes a look at another woman or something, I'd be like, oh, don't you look at another. No, it's when family comes over. Then I go crazy girlfriend.
Okay. How do you go crazy?
Well, I realized it today. Because last night I was like, oh my God, this house looks like a dump and we need to clean it. And it really probably doesn't. Honestly, we keep it pretty clean. But I'm going crazy and I'm thinking every inch of it needs to be cleaned because God forbid they look up and there's a little bit of dust on the ceiling or something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like freaking out. And even this morning I was freaking out again and I'm like panicking. And I had two candles lit in every single room in the house last night.
Oh.
Just because I was like, what if our house stinks? Just what if, you know, because you don't know what your house smells like because you live in it every day. But right. I was like, what if our house stinks?
Well, and you know, mom and dad, maybe not in front of the both of you, but would tell him like, dude, your place stinks.
I know. So that's why I went crazy on that. Lit two candles in every house. And then I'm making him. We're cleaning every baseboard, every windowsill.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody happens to look out a window.
Yeah.
We got to mop the floor. We already mopped them this week. We're going to mop them again before Sunday when they come over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting crazy. And I get snippy and I get mean. I get nasty.
Dude, I'm the exact same way. It's hard, especially maybe not so much when your own parents come, but when your partner's parents come, you're like, they cannot think that we live like this.
I know.
I don't want them to think that we're dirty. I am like, can we please wipe down the counters? Mm-hmm. And he's always like, they don't care, Taylor. It's not a big deal. Like, they grew up with me. They know I'm dirty. And I'm like, not me. Not me. They're not going to think I'm dirty.
I remember when I lived with my ex, we would host Thanksgiving. And we would clean until 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, we're never doing this again. Neighborhood man hasn't seen that crazy. We're not hosting anything. His parents are just coming over just to see the place for a hot second. Mm-hmm. Wait until we host Thanksgiving, honey. Then you're really going to see it. Why are you looking?
That was like an intense threat. I want to pull that soundbite and send it to him. I'm going to agree with you, Destiny, that there are a few things that make me go into crazy girlfriend mode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really jealous.
Nope.
Not a lot phases me. But what does make me crazy is not knowing the vibe of the event we are going to.
Okay, like dinner.
Exactly. If we
like, if he was like, I'm taking you out, Taylor, to a fancy restaurant, you're like, what's the vibe? Like, how fancy we talking? Is this a $100 meal? Do I really got to dress up? How?
Exactly. Anytime that we go out with his friends or people that like he knows and I don't really know so much, I'll be like, okay, like, what am I supposed to wear? And he's always like, oh, anything works. And I'm like, no. Because your guy's friends are going to have their girlfriends there. And what are they going to show up looking like? Are they really chill girls and they're going to have sweatpants on and their hair in a little clip and all the things? Or are they going to show up in jeans and a cute crop top? I don't want to be the one who doesn't match everybody else. He's like, no, it's fine. You know, you'll look fine no matter what. It's not fine. Okay.
Everything is not okay.
Call me crazy. Tell me I'm overthinking. I know 100%. And what I'm dealing with right now is he's got his family photos next week and they have invited me to be part of them, which is really awesome and so nice to feel like, oh my gosh, cool. I get to be part of it. However, I need some more information beyond that because obviously when it comes to professional family photos,
you have a theme.
There's a theme. There's like, everybody kind of wears similar outfits. Mm-hmm. So I asked him like, okay, yeah, I'll be part of it. I'm happy to be, but you got to tell me what's everybody else wearing? He was like, I don't know. I think this year we're doing like jeans and leather jackets. I'm like, okay, you said, I need you to know. I need you to know 100%.
And what color of leather jackets?
I was just going to say that. What kind of leather jackets are we talking about? Can I wear ripped jeans? Can I not wear ripped jeans? Should I wear black jeans? Can I wear a jean skirt? Is that okay? I need you to answer all of these questions. Otherwise, I'm going to freak out on Monday and then I'm not going to be able to come with you.
And then I'm not in that photo. Or you could be... You can always play the role of that one. There's always that one toddler. We've all been that toddler too. That's crying in the photo.
Dude, that's going to be me.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Can we just talk about how genuinely excited everybody was yesterday that it finally rained.
Oh, yes. Yes. I was thinking of you the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. I was laying in bed and I go, you know what? Taylor's getting a good night's sleep.
And you know what? I did. I actually fell asleep at like 8:30 on the couch.
I knew it. I really thought of you while I was laying there listening to the thunder roll, hearing the rainfall. I was like, Taylor's sleeping like a freaking baby right now.
I could have told you that yesterday. We were sitting here and it didn't rain while we were here at work. But I just knew.
You knew you were going to pass out like a rock.
As I watched those dark clouds roll in, I was like, man, this is going to be the best I'm going to sleep in weeks.
And do you feel refreshed?
I don't.
It's called being an adult, Taylor. It doesn't matter if you sleep for 8, 10, 12, 24 hours, you still feel like crap.
It's pretty much accurate, unfortunately. And looking out there today, it's not going to happen, no, I don't think, today.
Sorry.
Sad.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Starting now through literally next Thursday, you're probably going to hear Thriller like a million times.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's like the best Halloween song ever. So I know it's not Halloween today. We're a little bit early, but I feel like a lot of Halloween celebrations are going to be happening this weekend. Street Teamer Kate actually was just bopping in here and she's like, oh my God, you guys, I'm getting ready for my Halloween party this weekend.
Apparently hers is a pajama party. That's my kind of party.
I kind of love that. That's nice and easy.
You don't even have to try.
So to get you ready for whatever your Halloween plans are this weekend, whether it is a party or, like I said, jammies, Casper the Friendly Ghost, Halloween Town, your favorite movies.
Why are you missing the iconic one?
What's that? Beetlejuice?
Okay.
Hocus Pocus? Sorry.
She's a disgrace, is she not?
I'm sorry.
I'm stuck in a room with her for 4 hours.
Well, whatever your plans are, it's always nice to have a delicious holiday cocktail. So that's what I have for you today. And I'm calling this the Poison Apple Teeny.
Oh, that's scary.
There's no like cyanide or anything
in
it.
Are you killing me?
Well, if this was how I was going to do it, then sure. So basically, this one's pretty easy. For a shaker full of ice, you're going to add like, for one drink, about a cup of apple cider. Delicious. Tastes like Halloween. 4 tablespoons of pomegranate juice. That's mostly for the color, but it's also a little bit tart too. So hopefully that makes it taste nice and sweet. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. And then about 2 shots of vodka. You could do plain, which is what I'm using. Or if you wanted to make it even sweeter, you could do like an apple. Green apple vodka if you want. So I have that all in my shaker full of ice. And you know what time it is.
It's a little weak.
Sorry. Okay. It's cold. Okay, so I'm choosing to put these in martini glasses. And what I did beforehand, you'll be able to see photos of this on Facebook here shortly. But this is so fun. I melted some marshmallows. And then with a fork, because you know when they get melty, they get real stringy and messy. I like strung them across the top of the martini glass so it looks like cobwebs or spider webs, which is adorable. And you could honestly even do for like your kids' hot chocolate and they would think it was so fun.
Oh, that's cool.
So use that.
Right after they get back from trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Or if you're making, you know, like cocktail recipes like us.
Or if you're just doing an at-home movie night with the kids this weekend. Oh, I'm making Neighbor Man do that.
You could. So this is a nice dark reddish color. I'm going to come deliver it to you.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, she's put a lot of effort into this. So the cobwebs, I would say, are a must. Even though they do require some work, it is a definite must. Let me. Oh,
I haven't even.
Is it coming off like candy apple? Because I'm or like a
it might.
Caramel apple? Because I'm getting caramel apple.
Ooh, definitely apple cidery. Mm-hmm. I'm going in for a sip. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a little cinnamony. It's kind of warm. It's
very caramely.
Apple-y. It would be good. I mean, if you wanted to take it there, you could put some caramel in there.
Oh, my hand too, got stuck to the...
Oh, yeah. The marshmallow's a little bit messy, so...
The glass almost went down with my hand.
Party foul after one sip. Let him go.
And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
Enzo caught, touchdown!
On Z102.9.
Step one, put your Hawkeye gear on. Step two, get the snack. Step three, listen to Spencer for some football trivia.
Yeah, he's the only person that knows what's really going on.
I don't know about that.
Well, out of the three of us, that's true.
Maybe.
Way more qualified than the two of us, dummies.
Well, it's homecoming in Iowa City.
Is it really?
It is.
Northwestern is in town. Usually a thorn in the side for Kirk Ferentz teams, but we'll see. Like I said, it's homecoming. And the first question, how many times has Iowa hosted Northwestern for homecoming?
Oh, God.
9, 10, 11, or 12?
11.
Feels like a lot. Are you including on Saturday?
No, this is in the past. No.
Okay. Yeah. 10.
12.
Really?
12 times. I'm assuming this number's under Kirk Ferentz. It seems a little low to me, to be quite honest. He's 8-4 all time against Northwestern.
Wow. That's
12 times against the Wildcats. Question about this year's team. There's actually some ties between the two schools. Not only are they in the Big Ten, but there are some players that came over from Northwestern to play for the Hawkeyes. How many Iowa players transferred in from Northwestern this offseason?
Traitors!
One, two, three, or four?
I would hope to God it ain't three, but we're going to pick three.
Four.
It's actually two.
Oh,
good. There's barely any of them.
Brendan Sullivan, the backup quarterback.
Okay.
Who a lot of people want
That's
to see.
That's why he's a backup.
The field.
What do you know?
I mean, if we're really being honest, he should probably be the starter.
Give him a chance.
Cade McNamara has been playing. Jacob Gill, the wide receiver, the best receiver on the team so far. How long is the longest winning streak for the Hawkeyes over the Wildcats? 19, 20, 21, or 22
games?
The
way we play, it would probably be two, but you said some big numbers, so I'm going to go 19.
21.
21 is correct.
I had a feeling.
Iowa did not lose to Northwestern from 1974 to 1994.
Whoa!
21 straight games.
That's a long time ago.
Pretty impressive. Northwestern was one of the worst teams in the Big Ten for a long time there.
No longer.
So they're only slightly better.
Okay.
Question four. What stadium is hosting Northwestern's final two home games of the year? Is it Wrigley Field, the home of the Cubs, Soldier Field, the home of the Bears, Lambeau Field, the home of the Green Bay Packers, or Guaranteed Rate Field, the home of the White Sox?
I've never heard of that one, but I'm going to say Soldier Field.
I'm going to say Wrigley Field.
It's Wrigley.
That's what I thought.
It is Wrigley. Remember, Iowa Northwestern played there last year. Their normal home stadium, Ryan Field, is being, they basically tore the entire thing down to rebuild it.
Oh, wow.
So they built a temporary stadium on the site of Lake Michigan. And that's where they played the first like four home games, and then they're moving the last two to Wrigley.
To the baseball field.
How do you do it in the baseball field? That's a question I have.
You cover up the dirt, and you make sure there's a really strong piece of metal over home plate so players don't fall and trip and hurt themselves. And
what if you hit the metal?
We don't talk about that. Yeah. It's not part of the field. They kind of tilt the field at an angle.
How do we get a goal post in there?
Very carefully.
A crane.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I feel like the Swifties may be reaching for their pitchforks here shortly.
We ride!
That's seriously what you're about to say, because things are potentially about to get really, really weird. Not for Taylor Swift. She's thriving. She's back on the Eras Tour. I believe she's in New Orleans this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But her ex, Joe Alwyn.
Why you gotta say his name?
JoJo. Mr. Joe. is
Joseph.
Is doing some curious things. So let me explain. There is some speculation that he maybe getting with Kendall Jenner.
Oh, the words I was about to say.
Okay.
It's a good thing I stopped myself.
Now, this is not confirmed. It's just speculation, but let me tell you some of
the... No, I bet you it's confirmed.
It's weird behavior.
If it's the Kardashians, they are so doing this to her.
Kendall was at the Academy Gala, which was a couple days ago. It was like a big red carpet event.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted some photos on her Instagram, obviously. And you know how celebrities work? It's not often that they just come out and say, like, I'm dating this person. But there's little clues, like liking each other's Instagram pictures and then appearing together in group photos. Both of those things happened. So Kendall posted from the Academy Gala. Joe Alwyn liked the post. He was also in one of the photos that she posted with some other people, but they were standing right next to each other. Suspicious. Okay, that's how Kendall normally launches her relationships, with like casual photos together. Here's why this is messy. Okay, obviously Taylor Swift has a past with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. There was a whole lot of mess between them, the drama of it all. And that drama is what gave us the album Reputation, because Taylor was canceled at that point because of them. So now there's been a lot of rumors in the last month of Reputation, Taylor's version, dropping. Nobody knows when it's going to happen, but with all of those rumors happening, it's going to bring back the Kim Ye tea. Okay, people are going to be like, oh, remember when Kim tweeted the snake emojis and how terrible Kim was to Taylor? So everybody says the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. People are thinking that she's having Kendall Jenner date, seriously or for publicity, Joe Alwyn, to bring the attention off of Kim and to them instead.
Are you kidding me?
That's the theory.
Because that's her favorite child.
I don't know. I feel like she always does this. If one of them has some sketchy stuff going on, she has another, well, we don't know this for sure, a different Car Jenner child has a baby or gets engaged or something happens in their life, and then everybody forgets about whatever sketchy stuff's going on with the other Car Jenner. So we'll have to watch and see if this is really true. God only knows when Reputation's gonna come.
Hopefully soon.
And I pray that they're okay.
Oh, God, be with you.
Things are about to get
nasty,
messy.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I've been so looking forward to this weekend for the last several days because I'm finally doing it, Taylor. I'm finally playing bingo.
I'm so happy for you.
I think this might be my new hobby. I don't know. We're going to try it out. We're going to see if I like it.
I think you're going to love it or you're going to absolutely hate it.
It's one of the two.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about it. So it's going to be me, Neighbor Man, Neighbor Man's dad, and stepmom.
Cool.
Which I'm really excited for it. However, you know, I love hanging out with them, but there are just some times where I get confused.
That who he is, he's his dad.
No, it's just like his family is like the complete opposite of my family. So my family, I wouldn't say we're definitely not serious and we're not jokesters. We're normal. We're dead inside. I don't know what we are.
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Now, his family is not the serious, but they're the jokester type. So his dad will like say something and then I'm thinking he's like being mean or like, I don't know, maybe being serious. And it turns out he was joking the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, Neighbor Man, is he mad at me? And he's like, no, that was a joke. So his family, what they tend to do is they like poke fun.
Okay.
A lot. And it's like really hard for me to understand that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably honestly going to take another 6 more months for my brain to comprehend that. Because that's not what I grew up with. I wish I did, but I did not grow up like
right.
that.
Right. It's so, like, not uncomfortable, but like when you get introduced to your partner's family, you have to like learn those things about them because otherwise you overthink it and you're like, oh, was that like a jab at me that I was supposed to take as like, shut up and stop talking? Or does it mean they really like me?
Yes.
Because they feel comfortable that they can joke with
100%.
Me.
And then I like have to like take notes of everything he says. And I go home and I'm like telling Neighbor Man everything. And I'm like, okay, so he said this. Does that mean he hates me? Okay, then he said this. Does that mean he likes me? I have to ask him everything because I still don't know yet. Because it's not the same vibe that I had growing up.
Right. Are you actually seriously taking notes?
Taylor, you know me. Of course I am.
Like, you bring a notebook?
No, in my brain.
Oh.
My brain's got a little notepad.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if you bring a notebook with you, they might think that you're a little
weird.
A little strange. The more you get to know your partner, obviously, the more you're around their family and kind of see how different or similar they are to your own family. Mm-hmm. You were just saying that you have a hard time still with neighbor man's family because they're kind of like jokey jokesters, goofballs. And it's a little hard sometimes to know if they like you because they're joking.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's very normal dad behavior.
Yes.
Like they tease you and then you're like, ha, do you like me though? Because I can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I think moms are a little bit different though. Moms are very hard to gauge whether or not they like you,
mm-hmm.
which is terrifying because you want mom to like you.
Yes.
I feel like I can tell that my boyfriend does. His mom has come around to me because anytime he calls her or she calls him, he always tells me if I'm in the room or not, that she always asks how I'm doing. Which I feel like makes me feel special. I'm like, okay, she actually cares. I don't think she would ask if she was like, that Taylor, how's she doing? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But have you gotten anything from neighbor man's family? Do you know? Have you gotten any signs?
His stepmom, I haven't gotten a sign yet.
Oh.
That one I haven't. But his mom, oh yeah, I got a very clear sign. She actually pulled me aside at a birthday party and said, I don't say this lightly, but we really like you.
Okay, well, that's blunt.
So I was like, okay, well, done. You want to tell yourself that?
Why don't you say it? The part that would make me scared, I think, is we don't say this lightly.
That made me very nervous.
What does that mean? Because if you do them wrong, mama bear's after
you. Oh, I know. Oh, Taylor, I know. Oh, honey, I know that I'm doomed if I do him wrong.
At the hands of mother?
Mm-hmm. She will destroy me. I already know this. I can't do it. I would be terrified if I ever did anything wrong to him.
Well,
I would go missing. Okay, maybe not. No.
Sorry, Mom.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We're talking about water because we had such an honor today.
We were part of judging the 2024 Iowa Tap Water Taste Test.
We got to basically decide who has the best tap water in Iowa.
Which Cedar Rapids has won the last 2 years. We could not take any bribes from anybody, nope. Although they wanted us to.
They really did.
They did. But it was completely blind. And we still don't even know who won.
We had so many waters in front of us, and I can't tell you who's who. I really don't know. And honestly, I was getting confused.
It's honestly more difficult than you would think to differentiate them and pick a favorite. But we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Our scores are submitted, so now we just wait for the answer.
And you know what's funny is I don't even know what Taylor scored. She don't even know what I scored.
I don't even know what I scored.
Have you found out? Have they announced a winner yet? I know you're stalking them like crazy right now.
I've been trolling on Facebook. I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay.
Well, but I feel we will find out hopefully before the show is over. If not, we'll come back tomorrow.
And if we do, we will come in with breaking news about it.
Yes, we will.
But we have another water trivia question. The question is, researchers from Singapore say that this makes water taste sweeter. What is it? And honestly, some of the water we tasted today could really use that.
You're respectfully. Very dramatic.
Okay, some of them tasted nasty.
It's a good thing we don't know where they were from.
Seriously.
You would have lost a lot of listeners just right then in that moment. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Yeah, because I would have dogged on their water.
So, and you were. You were making like gagging faces.
Some of the water out there is nasty.
I hope none of their people were there to see you do that.
I know I felt bad, but
no, you didn't.
Clean it up.
Oh my God.
It was nasty. This is so gross. And you know what's funny is Loretta earlier today was like, have you ever had well water? Yes, I have, Loretta. I have. So I have tasted that before. I grew up on a farm.
Okay.
Shockingly. Researchers from Singapore say that this makes water taste sweeter. What is it? What can we make water taste better?
A little sweeter. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'm putting this on my resume. I'm hanging up my badge from today.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, and they gave us a sticker, so I'm going to put that somewhere important.
We got a badge that said, like, we were the judge at the tap water taste test competition, and I'm hanging that up.
It was a proud moment. Honestly, I feel like it's a big deal, especially to whichever community wins.
Hopefully Cedar Rapids. Hopefully it's a three-peat. We've won the last two.
We shall see.
Cross our fingers. We win again. I don't know if North Liberty competed, Taylor.
We don't know who submitted. There was like probably 10-ish communities who submitted their tap water to be tasted, and they didn't tell us who did. We knew Cedar Rapids did because we talked to some city officials, but otherwise we don't know who else was there. And we blindly taste tested, so I guess hopefully we subconsciously knew that it was Cedar Rapids. I don't know.
I don't know.
I was trying to be fair.
Me too. I was like, I don't know who is Cedar Rapids, but hopefully I scored you really well.
Well, we should be finding out who won.
Are you still stalking their Facebook?
I am. I have a feeling it might not happen until after 7 o'clock, so in that case, we may have to reveal that information tomorrow.
But don't you worry. We will come on here letting you know who
immediately
won.
Immediately. We will cut the song. Ed Sheeran, enough.
We think it's breaking news. It's you're like, important. You broke the news for that?
Yeah.
I wanted to listen to Ed Sheeran.
It's very important to us. We felt involved.
We just wanted to let you know that the tap water you're drinking is so dang good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best in Iowa.
We can only hope.
But we are so proud of our honor today that we've been doing water trivia questions all this week, and we've got another one tonight. Researchers from Singapore say that this makes water taste sweeter. What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029, but so far, 7249 said by putting Splenda in it.
All right, come on now.
I'm sure that would make it taste sweeter.
Well, duh.
Makes sense.
9301 said booze.
I don't know about sweeter.
Really, that'd make it grosser.
I don't think it would make it taste better at all, actually. I don't know about a vodka water.
Oh, maybe a margarita.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's not do that.
No.
Linda said salt. No.
Would it? I don't know.
Salt water is just salty.
I don't know, but some of the water I was drinking today, I don't know what city you are, but your tap water is salty.
I don't know if my taste buds are broken.
Are they?
No, I didn't taste anything salty. I also didn't taste anything sweet. If anything, it was just minerally.
I didn't taste anything sweet. Because if I tasted something sweet, I probably would have given them bonus points.
True. Oh, like a nice lemon water. Ugh. I'd move.
Where are you from? You got lemon water? I'm coming.
Got lemon water coming out the tap?
Sign me up. Gold, man.
That is.
What city are you? No, I had one that was a little salty. I'm not going to lie. I was like, ooh, what is this?
Can't relate. And I'll just taste like water.
Researchers from Singapore say this makes water taste sweeter. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
I can't believe you didn't taste that. I'm like, wow, our taste buds must really be different. You know, it's funny, is that what you don't know is there was how many judges were there? There's one girl on your end, so one, two, three, four, five,
seven?
Six. There was like six or seven judges.
Yeah.
So there's like actual like official water people, like smart water people
who work in water departments
who
and
know
stuff.
Water things. And then there's dumbos like me and Taylor, you know? Well, it was just me and Taylor who were dumbos.
Right.
And normie people, right? And somebody was saying that we were judging differently. The people who know water were judging differently than me and Taylor. Does that tell you anything?
I mean, I could have told you that.
We clearly don't know water.
No.
Water is the theme. That's the theme.
It's a theme because we were part of the 2024 Iowa Tap Water Taste Test earlier today. So we blindly taste tested probably about 10 different samples of water from different communities, which we don't know where they came from. And the answer to who won should be yet later tonight.
So if we find out while we're on the air, we will come on. Taylor says we'll break the song.
Dude, I'll stop the music. I don't care. This is breaking news.
We might get in trouble by the boss for that.
They'll be like, was that really breaking news?
Taylor's like, yes, it is. Okay.
If I've learned anything, it's to ask for forgiveness.
If we don't hear before the show ends, Then you bet your butt you'll get told tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We will demand answers.
Yeah.
Nicely.
Politely ask.
Politely. But yeah, water is the theme this week because we got to judge that competition, which was such an honor. And the trivia question tonight. Researchers from Singapore say that this makes water taste sweeter. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Researchers from Singapore say that this makes taste water sweeter, and that is being in love.
What?
Being in love makes water taste sweeter. But now let me explain. They did some serious research on this. I was just trying to read it for the past minute, and it was this is a lot of research. They had like people writing stories to like so like basically if you were in love they had you write a story. It's a long thing about research, but moral of the story, what they ended up saying is that the researchers say that this may happen because the area of the brain that rewards feelings of love is the same area that rewards the taste of sweetness. So that's why they think water tastes sweeter when you're in love.
Interesting.
Taylor hates this.
Well, I'm just like, what does this say about me?
Why? Because water. You know what? It doesn't taste sweet. Water didn't.
I'm sipping water over here. It tastes like water.
It didn't taste like rainbows and sunshine.
No, it does not.
Strawberries and chocolate and.
No, none of the above.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.